B-Jad Deals, that little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, meaning y'all cannot check into the M-I-A-M-I without checking into me. You understand me, motherfuckers? So therefore, this is chapter one. We putting it down, showing you what it is, what it ain't, what they do, what they don't, motherfuckers. Get ready, Dade County style. Go ahead, ride on, B-Jad Deals. Die.
The city of Miami area was very, very quiet, and it was just a very pleasant place to live.
Prior to 1956, the night shift for the sheriff's department, the one police car to patrol an area the size of Rhode Island.
This is why Miami is for you.
Miami was the South,
where a Spanish speaker only could thrive. Fiercely independent environment where law and order was never championed.
Like a virgin city.
Miami back then was the South.
This city has always had something coming in.
South Florida.
There was always people being stopped going from Miami north, but you never heard of anybody ever being stopped coming south.
It is here that the cocaine bosses meet.
Miami is one of the principal branch offices of what can be called Cocaine Inc.
The popularity, it began to shoot up.
We went down there on the first trip. We got paid $1.2 million.